not the entire month, but most of the month of May, I've decided let's take a trip down memory lane and let's do what I'm calling a Flashback Friday, or maybe we should even just call it a Throwback Tuesday, whichever it is, because those are the only names I could come up with. But I'm taking old Viva La Mock radio programs, and I'm playing bits and clips and pieces of those from May. So I'm trying to keep it within the same month. It's just from years past. Tonight, I do my mock at midnight or at 5 o'clock on Tuesdays. And for today's program, I'm actually going to have an original mock. So I won't do a throwback mock. I am going to have an original content mock to celebrate the Mockster's 22 years here at WRCT. But let's turn that dial back to get the program started right. Now we're turning it back to May 27th of 2011. So this is literally 10 years ago yesterday. We'll start off with this set.
So then let's get back into the music. Pittsburgh Zone Camera. Bump into Beats.
We'll be right back. Addy with DJ Addy.
Chosen sperm to explore and reach the egg for sure. A child through the birth canal on the Nemo trap. Release on this wild earth, my generation hit worse. With my development arrested by the government. Young and struggling, living life got me wondering. New shit I'm discovering. Yo son, I can't sleep, situation so deep. My drowning in the streets, another rapist is still. And young and murderers walk, they got locked in a fort. A buck fifth if you talks, verbalizing hard times. Find no ways to recline, dedicated to the rhyme. Blood can shade genuine, I survive hard times, prime time. As I rewind my thoughts and reminisce, sipping O.E. courts. Rest in peace to my peeps who died up in the streets. Halloween treats this ain't sweet.
Change. My life has changed, 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 and I will never be the same. Change. My life has changed, 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 and I will never be
growing
the same.
Growing up on these Brooklyn streets, it was hard for black teeth to make these motherfucking ends meet. The first store that closed up got stuck, and if you didn't give me your cash, I put one in somebody's gut. I rambled wild through these streets with this crew of individuals, committing crimes well performed like a ritual. Until one day my moms tried to send me upstate to Job Corps. I didn't know what the for, so I pulled out my files and called up the Al. What's the deal, son? It's been a f***ing long while. He said, Joe Black T, I had this dream about this cream. I'm going all off of mines by any f***ing means. We grabbed our pen and pads and wrote about this world going mad and how times was getting real bad. But what we need to do is connect with the mother too and make that dream you had come true.
I'm out the front door, don't want to deal with this bull no more. What for? I'm ready to throw this heart on the floor. Back in the days, Showtime had it all. Women on call, sex and all. Summer, winter, spring, and the fall. Then my moms broke out to get away from anybody, no doubt. Then I settled down, made one girl a spouse. Should have known, couldn't replace moms. My heart rang the alarm, situation was so...
Check. Check the levels here. 100% Natty, DJ Addy. That was first two tracks of the day. That was The Bird by Larry McGee Revolution. And then there was a Shades of Brooklyn song. I was thinking that one was Change off of When It Rains, It Pours. And then there was Gruzzy, an instrumental by DJ Spinna. Check it out, guys. Dads, it's time to dance. Now, we don't care if you cabbage patch, do the running man, or do a jitterbug. In fact, we don't even care if you're not very good. All we care about is that you take a moment to dance with your kids, because dancing with your kids is a great way to bond with them. Go to fatherhood.gov to learn more. It's brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Call not to stop. So we going from the bedroom to the floor. Let you know we're going to miss you when I don't tour. When our tongues touch, have a play, boy, stick as much, roll a Dutch. Let me tell you, it turns me on. When 112 sing to you, what kind of feeling do it bring to you? I pump hard to you, Sam being mean to you. I know the ice rolly clean to you. A true player's what I seen to you. And if you want it, we can do it in the black 500 with the top down. And overdrive when we ride, cause I'm hot now. You got me going, I don't think I want to stop now. Z feeling like a criminal on lockdown. So let's get away to get away. You getting hot, baby, please don't run away. I got a crib on the beat, fall metal way. Here's your personal key.
Second selector, yeah, murderer. Second selector, yeah,
that you get our styles tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco. Can we get thinking tonight like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo? I smoke my hydro on the D-Lo. The keys to the Jeep. Vroom. I'm driving to the beach. Top down, loud sound, see my peace. Give them pounds now, look who it be. It be me, 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 and Timothy. Look like it's about to rain, what a shame. I got the armor or the shine up the same. Old Missy, try to maintain. I can't stand the rain. I can't stand it.
Hi, welcome back. It's DJ Addy. That was got a lot of tracks there. We heard starting that one with those got After the Dance with Marvin Gaye off of I Want You. We also had Anywhere by 112, aka Hype Williams, mainly famous for music video of him. We had Channel 2, The Murderous Stub. That was Seekers International. And of course, we got that Missy Elliott up in there. The Rain, Super Duper Fly. I was hanging out with my cousins this week. They're older than me, and there's a lot of throwback music being flung about. That Missy Elliott track was brought back up. Man, what an absurd beat. And we also had a newer track that sweet Anastasia showed me. This is Raven Lanai with Venom. And this is the O'Parish track that's playing right now underneath me talking. All right, we were quick here. You get their prescriptions, make their lunch, and call the doctor. You try to give them every minute you possibly can, but do try to take a minute for yourself. When you help care for a loved one, you work hard to make sure they're safe and comfortable, but it's just important to find time to care for yourself. AARP can help find some free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. It's aarp.org/caregiving. That's a public service announcement. It's been brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. All right, y'all. Gonna get right on back to the music. Enjoy 100% Natty.
Dancing, yeah, yeah. Dance, I keep on dancing. Keep on dancing. colon.
Puertorriqueño.
Desenfreada foi mais.
desesperada e a minha mais do que amada partiu. Quando ela foi embora, por mais que se passasse a hora, pensava mais do que agora.
Guys, just to run through these other programming on WRCT: Courts in Session, you have Rockin' Attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country and soul, focusing on new music by your favorite classic artists. That's Thursdays at 8 and re-airing Mondays at noon only on WRCT. It's also the David Pakman Show. That was a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ Studios in Northampton, Massachusetts, focusing on modern American politics and society, yay, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. We're also supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. So real quick, I'm running through them real quick. We had Happy Music by James Bedford starting that set. We had Aretha, Say a Little Prayer. We had Bobby Womack with California Dreaming. Two tracks from Puerto Rico and Brazil. That's Johnny Colon with Mira Ven Acá and Más Do Que Valsa by Marcos Valle. Those are cool songs. Can't say too much more because I am running out of time to play the music that I want. You guys should kind of take a look at the track list, look up some of them if you like them, because there's some pretty interesting music. I wish I could talk more about them. Back to the music. WRCT Pittsburgh, 100% Natty, DJ Addy. Thank you.
my sweet Lord.
Welcome back. Short set there. That was Never Been No One Like You by Kennix. That's from West End Records, which, I mean, you don't know disco if you don't know West End Records. You know, it's like a 70s disco label out of NYC. Another track that I love off that is Loose Joints, Is It All Over My Face, which Arthur Russell famously was affiliated with the Loose Joints, or he wasn't affiliated, I think he was like their main like producer, or maybe Loose Joints, honestly I think Loose Joints might just be an alias for Arthur Russell. Whatever, you guys can look that up at your leisure. Then we had Jazzy Fluids by Drexia, and then there was also classic My Sweet Lord, George Harrison. Has to be one of my top three songs. I like that version more. There's less dumb Hare Krishna chanting, and I can say that because I'm a Hindu. It's just my opinion. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Like I said, this is DJ Addy, 100% Addy on WRCT Pittsburgh. Back to the music. Thank you. Sorry, guys. Last track, last two tracks. That's Battle by Wookiee. And I'm going to close out on Seasons by Six Foe. Thanks for tuning in. Keep it locked to WRC Pittsburgh.
It's like these freaks get dumber every winter. It's like they brain get thinner every spring. They chasing everything that blings in the fall. Them freaks, they will do it all every summer. It's like these freaks get dumber every winter. It's like they brain get thinner every spring. They chasing everything that blings in the fall. Them freaks, they will do it all every summer. It's like these freaks get dumber every winter. It's like they brain get thinner every spring. They chasing everything that blings in the fall. Them freaks, they will do it all every summer.
But my key point is this, that actually it is possible to reimagine capitalism. It is possible to fix its flaws. It is not a perfect system. But capitalism and markets operate on the idea that you need to have a plurality of ideas and competition. You need to have checks and balances. Things move in cycles. And right now, we need to fix capitalism.
That's Jillian Tett. And this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Jillian Tett and Yanis Varoufakis on Can Capitalism Be Fixed? Capitalism's origins, several centuries ago, can be traced to the expropriation of the commons and its transformation into private property. Since those hoary beginnings, it has evolved into an economic system based on the private ownership of the means of production and its operation for profit. In the last 40 years or so, capitalism has evolved into its neoliberal phase, characterized by deregulation, punishing bubbles, economic crises, and jaw-dropping income and wealth inequality. The system's egregious excesses are sometimes addressed by lawmakers who serve up temporary bromides to placate the restless many. But they're just tinkering around the edges, making cosmetic changes. The system is fundamentally the same. There is no alternative, we are told. Why isn't there? To talk about whether capitalism can be fixed are Jillian Tett and Yanis Varoufakis. Jillian Tett is an award-winning journalist at the Financial Times, where she is chair of the editorial board and U.S. editor-at-large. Yanis Varoufakis is a member of the Greek parliament. He served as finance minister of Greece in 2015. He's founder of Mera 25, a progressive Greek political party. The debate was held at Union Chapel in London, United Kingdom, and moderated by Anne McAlvoy. We begin with Yanis Varoufakis.
Now, the problem with these boys' games, you know, Oxford Union debates, is that they force upon us a dichotomy. Either you're in favor of emotion or against emotion, which is fun, but not very helpful. So allow me to answer the question in my own way. I don't think it's an interesting question, whether we should fix capitalism. Because capitalism, and this is something that I have managed to convince myself of in the last year or so, 2021 is a little bit like the 1790s, when Adam Smith was writing The Wealth of Nations, in the sense that the world was feudal, but there were small pockets of capitalism that were emerging that Adam Smith managed to cotton onto. You know, Glasgow University, it was happening just below him, in the Clyde Valley, he could see it. But it was tiny, it was a speck of capitalist dust in, you know, a desert of feudalism. Still, Adam Smith managed to see that what was growing under his window in the Clyde and in Manchester and elsewhere was infecting feudalism, and feudalism was not going to be on the way out. Even when Marx was writing the Communist Manifesto, of whose, you know, the first 5-6 pages are Aeneian to capitalism, really all about, you know, breaking down superstition and, you know, ushering in new technologies and so on. It was a kind of prequel to globalization, which was not actually taking place. He was ahead of his time. I think we are in a similar moment. I think that capitalism is on his way out, not because the left, well, you know, our pathetic lot, have managed to overthrow. No, we have not done that. We, if anything, we have solidified capitalism. I'm talking about the left, through our orchestrated idiocy across many countries and continents. No, but capitalism is overthrowing itself in the same way that feudalism